People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
On this episode of Don't You Know, we learn about the exciting event taking place in Sylvan Park in Lanesboro, Minnesota this weekend. Find out how you can experience over 90 artists, great music acts, a ton of pie, and more. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Don't You Know. Good afternoon. You're listening to Don't You Know. I have Adam Wilkjen with me, and now you're the head honcho over at the Lanesboro Arts Center.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
Okay.
Our fearless leader, John Davis, is the head honcho there, but I'm program director now.
Yeah.
And overseeing a variety of programs and initiatives like our residency program and events at the St. Main Theater and Art in the Park 2016.
Which is what you're here to talk about.
It is.
Yeah. And it always happens on Father's Day.
It does. Yeah. It's a family-friendly event. The weather has cooperated the past few years. I think it is a nice event. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it'd be fun on a Saturday, too. But
I think so, yeah.
But we're doing it on a Sunday this year from 10 to 5 in Sylvan Park. And we've got a wide array of music, over 90 artisan booths, and some dancers. All sorts of fun activities I'd love to tell you about.
Is the pie thing still happening?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So now people like food, so tell them about the pie thing.
You know, I was preparing, coming down here, and I had everything written down, and I was like, I didn't write anything about the food. And that's the best part for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, over 100 pies are made the day before. It's like an insane operation. Homemade pies, about any sort of variety you can think of. And you can get it with ice cream or without, rhubarb, blueberry, custard, you name it. But they're all homemade with love by Lanesboro residents.
Now you can buy by the slice or is it by the pie?
By the slice at Art in the Park. It's a hot commodity. It always sells out at some point. So we gotta ration it out.
Oh, man. Okay. So 90 artisans, food, music. And if I recall, there's been a petting zoo before.
There has been. And I think that just won't be returning this
okay.
year, unfortunately.
That's okay.
It didn't
That's
work
okay.
out.
All right.
But Pure Country Alpacas booth will be there with garments, yarn, and fiber from their own alpacas, and the alpacas themselves will be back. So,
oh, that's nice.
So we've got some animals there.
Yeah.
They're from Prior Lake, Minnesota. They come every year. They're really nice people. Yeah. But the food, too, to go back to the food, the rice, the curry, the egg rolls, pulled pork sandwiches, tacos, brats, hot dogs, and probably some other little surprises as well.
Are there family activities taking place with this? Because I know before in the past there was like a Thai thing.
Yeah. I think we're working on developing something different this year than Make the Thai for Dad, which is really, really cool. But something similar like that. Yeah, just something for families and kids to dive into. Yeah, we're definitely bringing that back.
Now, if you haven't seen Sylvan Park, it's next to like a river, lake, pond, do I want to say?
All of the above.
Okay.
When the town was settled, the Root River actually did a double cut over Parkway and went into the park. And then when they put the dam in, that sort of angle of the river became these two ponds. So it's right by the river, and it has two glorious stocked ponds that you could bring your fishing pole and enjoy.
Yeah, it's great. So it's how long does this run on Sunday?
From 10 to 5, some good time. You could make a day of it and do... enjoy all the other amenities that Lanesboro has to offer. I mean, if you were to pick one day all year to come to Lanesboro and experience town, this is a pretty good day to pick.
Yeah, actually it is. You can also rent kayaks, canoes. You can go tubing down the Root River.
Yeah. And biking, of course, too.
Yeah.
The pie shop in, is new ownership. And I experienced it during the Standstill Parade recently. And wonderful. Wonderful place.
Excellent.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right. I mean, the music. I alluded to the music at Art in the Park.
Yeah.
We've got four performing acts scheduled. The first one is, I'm going to go right down the line here if you don't mind.
Oh, go for it.
The Homestead Act, which is Michelle Lynn and Adam Potashik from Decorah, Iowa. That's sort of their new moniker for their new musical project where they create these interesting songs based on fictional history, sort of their own fictional accounts of true historical stories. Really clever stuff. Driftwood Bones is performing. Anyone here in Winona knows the Driftwood Bones. After that, we've got the Coteries, a folk trio from South Orange, New Jersey, that has a wonderful female vocalist and travels around in a vegetable oil powered van. They're very, very proud of all the miles they've logged on this unique vehicle. And then a group that I am really excited about, sort of was surprised at how much I like them the more I listened to them, called Pushing Chain, from the Duluth area. And they're playing some gigs in the cities and in the area too, around Art in the Park on June 19th. So be on the lookout for them. Very, very, very good duo. And actually, you know, I brought some music. I don't know if we'll have time for a lot of it, but if I could pick one song for you to play, Terry,
that'd be fine.
It would be Breadbox by Pushing Chain. Really, really good roots music. Fiddle player and a guitarist. Good stuff. And then, so in addition to all this wonderful music that's happening, we've also got a little bit more whimsy, as if there's not enough whimsy in Lanesboro as it is.
Right.
We have the Minnesota Traditional Morris Dancers will be sort of roaming throughout the park around noon a couple times. So they're a dance group from the cities that dances in the style of the Cotswold Hills from central England. And you may have seen them at the May Day Parade or the Renaissance Festival. They've got these interesting uniforms or outfits and a lot of energy there. You know, again, it's hard to like really drive home the impact or just the force of having a juried art show that has 90 booths. You know, there's a lot of fairs and markets and whatnot, you know, throughout the summer season in Minnesota and Wisconsin and beyond, right? Like, I just went to one of these type events a couple weeks ago, and it's great. But to really put yourself out there, we use a thing called Zapplication for accepting and soliciting artists, and you know, we have a jury process, so we really try and keep the quality high and get better and better and better every year. Sifting through all of these artists is just like, it's mind-blowing, and you really just can't do it justice to explain that in words, Terry. But
yeah.
But you know, there's paintings and photography and fine jewelry and textile rugs and quilts, artisan soaps, ceramics, metalwork, hand-sculpted bird baths, custom art-printed clothing, and yard and garden art. And there's just a handful of artists that I wouldn't even, I would like to even maybe name by name, because you know how radio works.
Right. Get the word out.
But you throw out a name there and you never know who's listening, when or where. And it's like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
You know? I think there's some people you might have heard of. Maybe one of them is Winona resident Jovi Rocky, who's going to be making her first appearance at Art in the Park with her modern and minimal jewelry from a variety of metals.
Can I guess one?
Yeah, go for it.
Joy Ribley Davis.
She is.
Yeah.
Very, very good art from her. I think she's going to be a regular in the gallery, too.
She is right now. She's got some of her dresses.
Oh, that's right.
Photographs.
Yes.
She takes and has them printed on her clothing.
Yes. Yeah. I would be interested to learn more about that process at Art in the Park by talking with it. That's another great thing, too, is you can talk with all the artists because they're stuck there.
Ain't going nowhere.
They ain't going nowhere. Josh Meyer from Tipton, Iowa's got some beautiful landscape photography. A gentleman by the name of David Reckhouse from Bosco Bell, Wisconsin, is the one with those handcrafted bird baths. He puts imprints them with leaves or hand paints them using watercolor techniques. Somebody that's in our juried sales gallery too, Jeff Solberg, he's a returner from Zumbrota and uses a lath to create bowls or other wood pieces that highlights the wood grains. Somebody that really caught my eye. I'm into some freaky art a little bit too, and this is Patricia Mayhew Ham from Shetek, Wisconsin. Amazing abstract paintings, just mind blowing. Acrylic, watercolor, inks, and the last one I'm gonna reiterate here again is those alpacas from Pirate Lake.
Alpaca,
they're so soft.
Well, that's a lot. A
lot of stuff going on, yeah.
What else have you got going on with the Lanesboro Art Center?
Well, coming up on the 18th, we've got an opening for a group show in the gallery, In the Moonlight, with 38 artists. Our surprise sculpture, free drop-in kids art education program every Tuesday from June 21 to July 26, from noon to 2.
And what is that exactly?
You just drop in, bring a sack lunch, and you can make a fun, whimsical sculpture project that we put in an unsuspecting place throughout town. And there's no cost. It's open to kids of all ages.
adults that are...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, we actually, a lot of teens and adults come in and help out as well. It's a really fun community event.
Excellent. So the moonlight thing, that's... Explain what that is.
We just kind of posed this theme to artists. We put out a call to artists in general and to artists that are in our juried sales gallery of just in the moonlight. What they came up with was really, really creative. And it's pretty much any different like aspect you could think of, from like landscapes to sort of whimsical arty scenes, but also not just painting, but jewelry and mixed media and sculptures and stuff. So there's a variety of art. I've seen lots of photos, but you know, it's always something to see it installed. So I'm really excited about that one.
Now you have the Smithsonian project coming up.
We do, yeah. And we should come back. I should come back sometime. We should chat about that some more. But it's developing really, really nicely. It's happening in Lanesboro the first 6 weeks of 2017. And, you know, I should say as well for folks here in Winona that Red Wing is also, the Goodhue County Historical Society is hosting the same exhibit later this year, too. So they're sort of equidistant between these two Museum on Main Street Smithsonian exhibitions on water. And we've got all sorts of fun things planned, kind of taking an arts campus approach to the exhibit, where we'll have events and activities and programs throughout town.
Excellent. And it involves water.
Yeah, every aspect of water, cultural, spiritual, industry, and just kind of, prompt folks to think about the centrality of water in our lives.
And it's really prevalent for us because we live right on the Mississippi River.
Absolutely, yeah.
The Root River. So, and then you have the St. Main Theater, and I know that there's a production this summer.
There is, yeah, Seussical.
Yeah.
They released the cast list recently, and it's all coming together. I think it has such a great message, right, for kids, and that no matter how big or how small, you know, that you can do it. You're special. It's a big cast with kids, and it's happening in July, two weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 15th through the 17th, and the 22nd through the 24th. And that'll be a hot ticket, too, so I wouldn't delay to look into that at Lanesboro Community Theater on their website.
And, of course, Over the Back Fence is still running through November, the second Friday of every month.
Yeah, July 8th, comic books and superheroes.
Dun-da-da-dun!
Yeah. Musical guest Moth Mountain from La Crosse.
Excellent. Haven't heard of them before, so that'll be something new.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, actually, coming up at the St. Main, we've got a documentary on the Tiny House Movement on July 28th, and a concert featuring Manque Ndosi from Minneapolis, an avant-garde neo-soul and free jazz trio on July 30th. So there's sort of a weekend you could make of it there. And, you know, I wouldn't mind to just maybe plug our new Lanesboro Jerome Artist Residency Program.
What is that?
We just sort of announced it, and we have yet to really, really ramp up the promotion, but we're proud to announce that our residency program is funded by the Jerome Foundation in 2017-2018, and we're kind of zeroing in on, again, the Lanesboro Arts Campus vision of place-based projects that use artists as culture bearers and economic drivers. And because we're supported by the Jerome Foundation, only artists in Minnesota or the five boroughs in New York City are eligible. So maybe you're an artist here in Winona, or maybe you know somebody in Minnesota who's an artist. Have them inquire about spending some time in Lanesboro, 2 or 4 weeks in 2017 for some place-based projects.
Like, basically, really people come and they create workshops for the area folks to come and attend.
Yeah, yeah. And it can even go beyond that. You know, we had a really interesting project in 2014, an artist by the name of Adam Manley, I think from the Northeast, but he created a sky silo with reclaimed barnwood that was installed on Parkway near the Ascentec building. It was out there, you know, during the high season in May, inviting folks to step in, and there was a camera and a sign that said, "Point up and say these lines." And I think the line was, "The sky out here is so big." And so he edited all of these people walking into this sky silo. I mean, the camera was set up so you only see the people looking up and into the sky. And so there's this 5-minute video on YouTube, if you find it, Sky Silo, where it's just all these different people from all different walks of life looking up, and that line being repeated over and over and over. But it's, again, it was just sort of like, I've seen pictures of people encountering it or standing around and looking at, like, what is this? Just very, very creative. And it kind of builds culture just through that sort of placemaking activity.
Excellent. So they can apply for that at lanesboroarts.org.
Lanesboroarts.org.
And you guys have a Facebook page as well?
We do. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. And yeah, you can actually listen to Over the Back Fence too through your podcast device as well.
All right. Have we got everything? Did we cover it all? Okay. Yeah. But you're going to come back and talk about the Smithsonian project as we get closer to that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. It sounds great.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Terry.
Oh, same here. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As promised, here's the band Pushing Chain from Duluth, Minnesota with their song, Breadbox. Pushing Chain can be seen at Art in the Park this Sunday in Lanesboro, Minnesota.
How can I love another? Lord, you know, she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box should come home to me. Well, if I had a parlor, I would make a pot of tea. We'd be sitting talking smart all night, she'd never want to leave. But I don't have a parlor, but I'd make that pot of tea. Now I'm wishing she'd come on back and let the mother of fillers be. How can I love another? Lord, you know, she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'll come home to me. Well, if I had a pasture, all my horses 20 inches tall, mason jars and cellars, firewood stacked like Chinese wall. But I ain't got a pasture, my old muley's rather small. And I love that gal all winter and spring and summer in the fall. How can I love another? Lord, you know, she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, you come home to me. California's golden wedding band and ask her to marry me. I've yet to buy that wedding band, but I'm down on bended knee. And I'll love her longer than all my days and deeper than deep the sea. How can I love another? Lord, you know, she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'll come home to me. Yeah, I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'll come home to me.
Thanks again to Adam Wilchin from Lanesboro Arts for visiting with us on Don't You Know. More information on Art in the Park and Lanesboro Arts can be found at www.lanesboroarts.org. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.